Let's welcome Pastor Caroline as she comes to share.
Here I am. Brilliant. Well, I won't keep you long. You've heard a lot. We've had a great time listening to people's testimonies and just some scriptures here to focus us in on the Word of God about thankfulness. Amazing thankfulness. This is our scripture, key scripture today, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Am I very loud? So looking at this verse, what does it say and what doesn't it say? It says, give thanks, not give thanks for all circumstances. It says, give thanks in all circumstances. They're two very different things, aren't they? And what I've also thinking about this, this is God's will for us. So if it's saying it's God's will, then I'm thinking, but, you know, right now, some of you are probably thinking, give thanks. Really? Give thanks in this? Give thanks now? Give thanks with this going on in my life? Give thanks with that going on in the world? But actually, if it's God's will for us, then it must be good for us. So we're not thanking him for the mess the world's in. We're thanking him for who he is in the midst of the mess. Isn't that right? It's a very different thing. And I think, like, you know, it's like if your view of God is this big ogre in the sky who just loves pounding people, you know, that's what a lot of people think, that, you know, you go out there in the world, and I see a lot of suffering during the week, and people will say to you, well, I can't believe in a God who would allow this much suffering, who would allow this much pain. But actually, the very fact that you're able to determine good from evil, suffering from, you know, what is the right way, shows there is a God. Because without a moral conscience, where'd you get that from? If we just came from some little atom that came along with no moral conscience, we wouldn't be able to say that. And yet it doesn't reduce the fact that we need to be real with people when they're suffering, isn't that right? But thankfulness keeps our focus on God. And this is what we need. You know, Christian gratitude, you know, there's a lot of stuff about mindfulness and focus and how you use your mind and psychology and cognitive therapy and all that stuff. Great. But actually, Christian positive thinking is about focusing on God. And if it's God's will for us, then it's going to be good for us. Isn't that right? So, you know, in the midst of tragedy, there's Tim Keller. I don't know if you've read some of his stuff, an apologist. He talks about the reason for God. He said, there's a whole lot of philosophizing, which doesn't get the Christian God off the hook for all the world's suffering. But the Christian God came to earth to deliberately put himself on the hook of Christian suffering. In Jesus Christ, God experienced the depths of pain, the greatest depths of pain. Christianity provides deep resources for actually facing with hope and courage rather than bitterness and despair. And we know this when we look at the cross of Christ, we see a God who entered the world and suffered. Isn't that right? And, you know, when we look at creation and we see the mess that our world is in, when we look at the news and we see the brokenness of this world, yet we can give thanks. Why? Because one day we know with absolute certainty, isn't that right, that there will be no more tears, no more crying, no more pain, and the ultimate victory will belong to Jesus. Isn't that right? This world will be made new. It's like we'll go back to Eden. Wow. Wouldn't you love that? The lion will lie down with the lamb. There'll be no more nastiness, no more meanness. The world will be a great place again. That's what we're looking forward to. We can give thanks even in the midst of the worst things, knowing that in the end, isn't that right? God has the last word. Isn't that right? Wow. You know, I better not talk long. Right. You know, when I talk to people and they get a diagnosis and, you know, they find out they literally have not very long left. One minute they're living their lives and the next minute they find out, well, look at me. And, you know, I can't give little pat answers to that. You don't go around giving answers to that, do you? And yet somehow we find a way to find some hope in the situation. You see, when you have hope, you can step forward, can't you? You can find a way forward. The only real hope that there is when you're able to thank God for who he is. Isn't that right? And when you have thankfulness, God, I can see you're here right with me now. God, I can feel your presence. God, I know your love. You're a loving father. When you have that ability to thank God, it sparks hope. And when hope sparks, you can do anything. You can get through anything. Isn't that right? It says in James 1 verse 12, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial. Because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. Blessed doesn't just mean like, you know, some Christian-y word, bless, bless you, God bless, bless. It means Makarios, which means supremely well. So supremely well, supremely happy. It's out there looking for happiness, aren't they? Maybe we're looking for happiness every day, are we? It's okay to want that, you know. A loving father loves it when we're happy. This society, though, there's a sense of entitlement in this generation, isn't there? It's a subtle ploy of the enemy. And I think one of the worst diseases of this generation is discontentment and entitlement. And it's like, I deserve this, I deserve that. Well, you'd actually deserve God to look at you in a different way. And it's this sense in which we take our blessings for granted. You know, I don't want to be a sport brat with God, huh? And that's what often we are as Christians, when we get off in a little huff and go at God and blame him for stuff, when actually it's a lot more complicated than that, isn't it? But you know, with your dad, you can be real. Isn't that right? If you are having a bad time, you can say, I'm really, really struggling with this. And yet right now, I've told you that, help me, Lord. Has anyone ever entered into a place where they've gone, God, I'm opening my heart to you, and then found God has gone, well, bad luck? No. Isn't that right? Yeah. He doesn't just go, well, he comes to you, doesn't he? Whenever your heart's open to him. This is what is amazing about a loving father. Jesus knew what was in a man's heart. And, you know, the 10 lepers, he told the 10, I love the story of the 10 lepers. I keep thinking about it and wondering, what does it really mean? But I think, you know, for today, I'm thinking about that leper, the one who, there was only one who went back. And that was, you know, Jesus said, where are all the others? And it's like, I'm wondering why, God doesn't need us to say thank you. He's not got some big precious ego, right? And he doesn't sort of need, like, come on, thank me then. He doesn't need our thanks. So why does he want us to be grateful? Because it's good for us. Yeah, thankfulness is good for you. You can remember this every day this week. When I'm thankful, it's really good for me. I was driving down the motorway on my lovely M4, watching the sunrise. The sky was painted in a multitude of colours in the middle of winter. This was a moment where I was able to just say, God, even though I'm facing this and facing that today, and, you know, wow, thank you. And when we know God, we can get great joy out of just the simple parts of life. Isn't that right? You can get a joy every single day if you want to. You can have a miserable life if you want it. Or you can have a life where you just take pleasure in the good things God has given you. Isn't that right? Yes. You know, I've seen an earthly father. How much joy does an earthly father get when their child is happy? I mean, we're all getting excited watching our kids here when they're having fun and falling over and laughing. We love it. How much more does Heavenly Father? He loves watching you being happy. Yeah, God isn't this, you know, being holy is not about being angry or sad, right? Holiness is joy. God is full of joy. Holy. If you want to be really holy, then enter into a place of contentment and joy. That's holiness, not being dour and angry. Anyway, thankfulness improves physical, mental, emotional, all those things, psychological health. I mean, there are studies done to show that thankfulness reduces stress. Stress is a major cause of a lot of diseases, isn't that right? Thankfulness, apparently, is one of the best coping tools for anxiety. Several studies have also said that thankfulness positively affects biomarkers associated with the risk of heart disease. I mean, come on. No wonder it's God's will for us, right? In 2021, there was a review research that said subjects who had took journals of gratitude had a significant drop in diastolic blood pressure. It helps your heart by slowing and regulating your breathing to synchronize with your heartbeat. Wow. Isn't that amazing? This is just gratitude. This is like the best medicine you can have today. Okay. So thankfulness. Okay, nearly there. Two more things. Almost. Thankfulness builds community and helps your relationship. So if you are grateful for how God has made you, okay, this is something the whole world struggles with, isn't it? Identity. What about the teenagers? You know, they all think you have to look like this person on TikTok who's probably done all their face and changed it and squared it. And, you know, when you're jealous or feeling regret or feeling negative emotions about other people, start to give thanks. Isn't that right? And it's this place, you know, where when it comes to our mistakes, this is what someone once said, a wise person, when it comes to our mistakes, we are very good lawyers. When it comes to others' mistakes, we are very good judges. You know, and psychologists will tell you that the problem with the world is everyone's not like me. They're not as nice as me. And it's like, you know, hold on a minute. And, you know, I'd love to come in and just do one sermon, which is not because you're all like this, but just take a plank and put it in my eye and just go around like that. And it's just like, you know, wow. So before, every one of us, before we have a critical thought about someone or we begin to gossip, why don't we just go stop in our minds, start to thank God for that person. Wow. Wouldn't the church, wouldn't the world be a better place if people just press the stop button? Because it's so easy to find fault. You can find fault. It's just easy. But with God's help, you can go around looking at people and going, thank God for them. Oh, look at that. Thank God for that. You know, and you can retrain your way of thinking. This is good, right? Good stuff. Thank God it's God's will for us to be thankful. Okay, last point. Thankfulness is contagious and leads others to Jesus. So if you, with your colleagues, with your family, with your neighbors, with your friends, with an attitude of thankfulness, with a sense that I'm grateful for, you know, they might be thinking, what's she got or he got to be grateful for right now? If you go around with that attitude, I tell you what, people are going to take notice. Isn't that right? Because the disease of discontentment is out there and it's trying to get us. It's not going to get us. Isn't that right? Listen, it says in Psalm 66, verse 16, listen and I'll tell you what God has done for me. We need to be ready to share thanksgiving with others. I'm so grateful for this, that you don't need to go around preaching and whacking people with the Bible. You need to go around showing people that Jesus is real to you and he's made a difference in your life. Isn't that right? That's what really works. Okay, that's signifying that's time to end. Here's your challenge. Can we do this? Is that all right? Develop a routine of thankfulness. Psalm 92 verses 2. It's good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night. Here's our challenge. Can we make it a routine? We wake up in the morning, we thank God. Before we go to sleep, we thank God. We wake up in the morning, we thank God. Go to sleep. Imagine, wow, like brushing your teeth. Hopefully you do that. But no, seriously. So I just want to pray right now, can we? Is that all right? So can we just pray to God and just say to God, someone you want to be grateful for right now, can you just thank God for someone in your life right now? Can you thank God for someone who you're struggling with right now and ask him to show you how he sees them? And you can you thank God right now for the greatest challenge in your life you're facing right now? Not thank him for it, but thank him for who he's going to be in the midst of the greatest challenge of your life right now. Thank you, God, that you will prove yourself faithful to me in the hardest part of my life, in the most challenging part of my life. I thank you, God, that you are faithful and you are true. You're reliable, you're honest, you have no ulterior motives. So I thank you, God, that you're going to show yourself strong to me in the hardest part of my life. So we give thanks to you today, Lord. We give thanks to you for who you are and for every single blessing in our, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you, Carrie.